A new report from the United Nations says some countries are on the verge of explosive outbreaks of AIDS unless serious measures are taken to prevent the spread of the epidemic. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The rate of HIV infection in Asia's general population is low compared to Africa and Latin America. Only three countries, Cambodia, Myanmar, and Thailand, have levels above 1%. And rates in these countries have been dropping because of concerted efforts to get clean needles to injection drug users and a wide distribution of condoms. But this good news is offset by harbingers of the disease elsewhere in the region. United Nations epidemiologist Bernard Shortlander fears that HIV has just been slow to arrive in Asia.
We have had for many years a series of countries where HIV levels have been extremely low in all populations that have been included in surveys. In a sense, it was almost surprising, and that raised the question whether, you know, it may never take up there. But what happened is that in a country, for example, Indonesia, that in the past 2 years in injecting drug users in many places in Indonesia, in sex workers, but also in blood donors, which are a good sample of the general population, infection rates suddenly increased. We don't know exactly why it happened at this point in time, but it clearly gives us a message that there's no society that should feel safe.
Nearly half of Indonesia's injection drug users are infected with HIV. Similarly, levels of infection in certain provinces in China have shot up to 50%, and the disease is rapidly spreading among sex workers in big cities throughout the country. And with the country's growing openness, more run the risk of becoming infected.
None of these epidemics in these, you know, so-called primary risk populations are self-contained or distinct from each other. They're all overlapping. If you take injecting drug users, many of the injecting drug users buy or sell sex, sometimes for living or, you know, because they have money. Similarly, for men having sex with men, the majority of men having sex with men in Asia are married.
Shortlander has seen this before. Low levels of infection, moving slowly, then suddenly popping up everywhere. That's how it happened in Southern Africa, which now has the highest rate of HIV and AIDS in the world. Size may be masking the dimensions of the problem in China and India, where the pace of the epidemic has been quickening.
We have to be clear that many of these states have more inhabitants than most of the countries in Sub-Saharan Africa. 60 million people. So in the state of Tamil Nadu, for example, the prevalence rates, even in the more rural areas outside the big cities, have reached 3% and more. Those are serious, very serious epidemics, but again, they're counterbalanced on the national average with places and states where HIV levels are still extremely low.
So it's early enough to contain, though people throughout the region are far less aware of AIDS than in other parts of the world, where they have experienced the devastation firsthand. But Shortlander says if the governments of Asia and the Pacific commit to massive education campaigns now, they'll be in a better position to fend off a major disaster. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.